A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Getting, you know, $1 million from Florida State.
That doesn't hurt.
I mean, that's real money.
Man, that is a friggin' gift-wrapped present from your homie Mike Norvell.
$1.3 million.
I mean, shout-out to Mike Norvell on that deal.
I mean, that is pretty sure that's the most they've ever gotten.
Y'all are out here crushing Mike Norvell. You can thank your ass he's giving you a game.
Yeah, so this is from Evan Barnes a few years ago. So they're getting $1 million from Arkansas in 2028.
All right.
$250 at Missouri. So the Missouri paid him.
Yeah, we got money for that neutral quote unquote game.
And then $200 in 2019 when they played Ole Miss.
See, and I was even down with the Missouri game last year. I know people were upset because we didn't get the home game we deserved,
right,
and we had scheduled, and they kind of bought it back.
It is so funny to me.
But now their AD, the AD that was negotiating with them, is their AD.
It is so funny to me, the Ole Miss-Memphis football rivalry.
They don't want to schedule it.
Ole Miss must look at Memphis and just, they just must be disgusted. Because it's like, Memphis has Ole Miss's number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, they do.
I mean, they beat them in 2015. They beat them in 2019 in the first game of the season. And Ole Miss had to pay $200.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, I just feel like that is that Ole Miss, they must just hate Memphis with a passion.
You know what's wild about Ole Miss? And they want no part of that anymore.
No, they shouldn't.
They want no part of that. They don't, and they're good.
Yeah. It's actually like, you know, it's funny that, you know, what is it? Nine. It looks like Ole Miss is 9-5. Is
yeah.
that true?
Is that the record in that series?
That's what
Ole Miss football.
That can't be right.
I bet that's right. I mean, you got two that you just brought to mind.
No, because there's like
the latest in 19.
40. If you started in 1963, they
it's
must've...
9-5-1 with a tie back in the day.
Yeah, if you started in 19 something, but I don't think that's correct. That's
1963. Wrong. So that's present era football FBS type.
Yeah, like Ole Miss beat them a million times from in like the 50s and 60s, and it started to sort of turn a little bit.
I mean, this is 63.
In the modern era. But if you go to Wikipedia, you'll see it.
They get the whole thing.
Ole Miss is actually 47-12-2 against Memphis. But again, if we're going to use modern.
Present era.
If we're going to use modern, it has been a little more even, right? Like right. Memphis has won 1, 2, 3, 4 of the last, 10 or so. You know, so it's been a little more even. In recent times, including two straight in the 2003-2004 seasons. So,
oh wow,
yeah, I don't think Ole Miss is.
And then the last two.
I don't blame them.
And then the last two for Memphis.
Two of the last three.
Two of three.
Ole Miss did wax them there in Oxford in 2016 with Riley Ferguson.
I mean, Memphis has gotten the better of some of these. They got Iowa State at the end of last year with the bowl game. They got Mississippi State. You know, not last year, but the year before. On the Calvin Austin return.
Yeah, they did. So Memphis is good for that.
That's why I'm saying we're beating Florida State, bro. Like, don't give up on Florida State.
Lot to ask, man.
I know you're going in there, but, like, don't Don't think it's crazy, man.
Lot to ask. All right, we'll come back. Jason Smith going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, get his thoughts on Zach Edey, the Grizzlies, Summer League, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Eddie Charnoff, ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here to help. We're going to be your guiding light throughout the real estate process. If you are thinking about listing your home, think it's the right time for you, make that next step. Calling and reaching out to the Live Love Group. They have an amazing team that's going to help you through the entire process, help you make the most money for your home, make your home look great, reach that network of buyers, help you get the most money for your home. That's what they do every single day. Take that step, reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. Jason Smith is going to join us in just a little bit. It'd be nice to catch up with him. We haven't heard from him in a week or so. He's been doing his thing in New York. I believe he's back now, so we'll get the lowdown on the trip from New York City and everything. So looking forward to that. It is final. 105-79 is the final from U.S. and Serbia in Abu Dhabi. I don't know how much Jokic played in the second half. Feels like probably not that much because they had kind of gotten away from him there at the end of the first half. I mean, it's just amazing, man. It's just amazing how effortless it can look sometimes for the U.S. team. And I mean, and this is obviously a time where, you know, international basketball has gotten better.
Yep.
I mean, Giannis is playing for Greece. Jokic is playing for Serbia. I mean, this is like the golden age in many ways of international hoops, and we're still doing this.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know, they had that close game against Australia, and then you come on, and then it was a six-point game. And then they just decided to leave LeBron in for the whole game and beat the hell out of Serbia in a friendly. I don't kind of understand the logic.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't watching it. My guess is they probably turned the ball over quite a bit in that game. They are and have been pretty sloppy with that.
Yep.
But I think the key today was that they only had, you know,
limited the turnovers.
Yeah, single digit turnovers, and so that's a big difference. I mean, there's just not many teams I feel like that are going to put pressure on the United States. I mean, Serbia, I feel like, was one of them, and they disposed of them pretty easily. Now, I wouldn't want to fall into a false sense of, you know, we're just going to do this
world
to everybody.
Leaders, yeah.
But I felt this after Canada. I felt this after watching that exhibition in Vegas. Like, that's supposed to be the world's best
right.
in terms of our competition.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Canada, and it was no contest.
Yeah.
And Durant, again, has not even played. That's the other scary part of this, man. We're not even whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even dramatic. I don't know. I love international basketball. We talk about this all the time. It's
sure.
one of my favorite things, but it'd be nice to have a little more drama. Like, this is.
I don't think we're going to have much drama.
This is just a complete march to getting the gold medal, right?
Well, this is what we used to do with the Dream Team in the, you know,
right.
in the Jordan days when they decided. Stacey asked me the other day, is basketball the only one where we allow professionals? And I think I answered. I didn't quite know the answer. I think the answer is we let all our pros play now for everything, not just basketball, right? Like, is there any sport where we're like, yeah, we can't we let the pros? We want our best. I like going and seeing the U.S. beat everybody's butt.
Because
it's like, I don't want to have the, you know, because it used to be before Jordan and they did that Pippen Dream Team. I think it was 92
uh-huh.
Stockton that year. And it was like, why are we losing?
Right. They'd send, like, college guys and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you might send Christian Laettner out there, but that was about as good as it got.
Yeah. And so, no, listen.
Send the pros.
I mean, we're the best. We're the best at what we do, man.
We're not as much the best as we used to be, though, because now these prep players they're doing these schools and they play basketball all year round.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll be interesting over the next 10 years, you know, what it will look like for us internationally mm-hmm. because, you know, France is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and they're, you know, obviously incredibly skilled. I'm not really worried about this group though of Americans. You know, this is our generational best. This isn't our best right now. I mean, this is our best generationally. You know, Steph and LeBron and you know, AD.
Right.
I mean, this is our generational best. So, you know, it's showing. And that's the good thing.
Except for Jaylen Brown not being there. It's our generational best, John.
Yeah. He's a Derek White's there in his place. So anyway, I believe
he only played like a minute.
Yeah, he's not. And I think that was probably part of the calculation.
Is that a punishment?
No, it's not a punishment. Like, that guy was probably only going to play
right.
a limited amount of minutes.
Ah, I see.
And
you don't want Jaylen Brown riding the bench for a whole game.
Who would be more comfortable with that?
Okay.
Derek White or Jaylen Brown?
Right.
Right. And I think that we kind of know the answer to that. Right. And you know, one guy would clearly be happy to be there, right? And Derek White, and one guy would be like, "Why are you guys not playing me?"
Yeah, that was a minute. That was a first half stat, but I'm sure it wasn't. It was limited. I'm sure.
It's possible he got there at the in garbage time or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's not like it's going to be some great big bulk of minutes for him. So I believe they have a couple of more exhibitions that they play. But for the most part, you know, this thing is just trending towards the Olympics now. So
they're not going to lose.
I don't think they're going to lose. No. I'd be stunned if I'd be stunned if they even have a game within 10 that counts.
July 20th, they play South Sudan.
That's right.
So that's their last tune-up before they get into that first game.
So they play. They'll crush South Sudan, and then that'll be it. Yeah. So do you think you'll find yourself watching these games?
I do. I don't know if I'll watch the South Sudan tune-up, but I think I'll watch as much Olympics as I can. The sports I'm most interested in, probably basketball, breakdancing. I do watch the gymnastics because women love gymnastics.
They do.
So my wife will want to watch the gymnastics.
Who are like non-basketball stars this year?
What's the little gymnast? I'm not trying to be sexist here. The star gymnast.
It's
Katie Ledecky on the swimming side is a star. Right.
Yeah, I'm totally ignorant when it comes to the gymnastic names. I always get them sort of confused. So,
let me see here. Famous Simone Biles is back.
Okay,
and this is supposed to be her last. So everybody's talking about Simone Biles is the face of the Olympics, I think, for the U.S.
Okay.
Katie Ledecky swimming. Breakdancing is a sport this year. So I've seen a couple of stories on it. I'm interested in seeing how we do in breakdancing. The basketball team is obviously big. Other than that, I can't tell you.
Is Sha'Carri Richardson going for us?
I don't know about Sha'Carri Richardson. I'm sure a listener could help us with that. I don't know about Sha'Carri. You can tell how ill-informed I am about these.
Well, because I remember she couldn't the 1 year, right?
Right. Like boxing, I like. I do like the boxing, right? They do boxing every year. And I don't know who our stars are.
Yeah,
but
I think we got Sha'Carri. She's going.
Okay, Sha'Carri's in. Good.
Yes. So we have, this is from the AP.
Okay.
Simone Biles.
Sha'Carri Richardson, Diana Taurasi is there.
Ledecky, as you mentioned. So the women outnumber the men, 314 to 278.
Whoa, we have more female.
And we apparently have a 59-year-old that's going. Is that like a golfer or something? I mean, that's pretty nuts.
Shoffley is golfing for us.
Yep.
They're doing surfing with Carissa Moore.
Mm-hmm.
We should win surfing. I mean, we got a lot of surfers, right? You said Simone, you said Sha'Carri.
The women's soccer team?
The women's soccer team. Oh, I know, track and field. I'm thinking, who's the woman who got popped for smoking marijuana?
That was Sha'Carri.
That's Sha'Carri?
Yeah, that's Sha'Carri.
Okay, so Richardson.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Yeah. And she qualified, so yeah, she's in.
So she passed the test, that's good.
That's good. I mean, if we can...
Coco
Gauff, okay.
Yep, she's definitely going to be a star there, no doubt about it. So I think those are the main ones, it feels like.
There's somebody we're missing. Like male, I can't really, I don't know the male sprinters, but usually they're entertaining because
the dude, Noah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Noah Lyles.
That's Noah Lyles.
The guy who said, world champions of what?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so Noah will be out there for sure. I don't know. Like
I'm reading a little bit from the AP. So NBC's doing the coverage on this.
Yes.
Something I am excited about. Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play of the Olympics. We need more celebrities like Snoop. Where are you land on Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play for Olympic events?
I'm indifferent. I don't.
You don't find it entertaining?
I don't know that I'll be. I kind of don't tune in for the broadcast, right? I mean, if I'm gonna tune in, what's he gonna be doing? Track and field. I mean, how much more interesting can you make that?
I think I watched him call. It might have been a baseball game. I know what it was. It was the clip that was going around of the kid from Cincinnati, the sensational third baseman that I'm now blanking on his name. There are people yelling at the radio right now. But him just being cool and announcing some sort of Olympic sport, I think, would be entertaining, like a track and field event.
I think it would be funnier if he did the swimming, like put him on swim.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny, just to hear him, like, narrate a race right. Or whatever you call that.
Is that Shakir, what you... or like so like Shakiri Richardson, here we are with the 100, you know. Hey, bro, I don't know how you would, how do you announce a 100?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the part I kind of I would
down put, the stretch they come.
I'd put them on basketball.
Definitely basketball.
I would definitely do that because like you could sort of react and get some jokes off in basketball.
Golf
you know?
Would be entertaining because it's more slow pace. You have all that dead space that you have to fill up.
You could do that. But I don't know how interested I'll be in the Olympics as a whole. You know,
you'll get into it. Here's what I promise
outside
you.
Outside of basketball.
Everybody says that. I promise you, you're going to be on the radio going, man, did you see that Olympic opening ceremony? It just happens. It seems like.
Well, there used to be like a...
Because everybody's watching it.
It was like the Phelps chase, right?
We were that all, was the medal count, yes.
Yeah, we were all in on the Michael Phelps. And that was fun. You know, that was a good
Absolutely.
Time. We don't really have that as much.
No, there's not no. Although I think the Simone Biles will probably be the one of the bigger non-basketball stars of this thing. The other story related to the Olympics that came out this morning was people were bitching about the water in Paris.
Oh, I saw that.
That it wasn't safe. So they had like their president put a swimming cap on this woman, and I see it on NBC this morning. They have her diving in, and I'll be honest with you, I looked at the water. Water still looked like piss.
It looked very dirty.
It looks like you were, it didn't look like, the point was not proven by the footage that I saw, John. It looked pretty nasty in Paris.
Yeah, it looked like the water that was flooding Drake's house. I don't know if you saw that, but it was like brown.
It was brown. It looked like dirty water.
Yeah, and she didn't even, did she go underwater?
Yeah, she dove in and she had a swim cap, but she didn't stay under very long.
Okay.
She swam out to like a little boat in the middle of the pond there.
Okay. Yeah,
it was not very compelling, her case, that the water was clean.
I didn't realize there was a controversy over the cleanliness of the water.
Oh, yeah. People have been complaining about the water.
Okay.
Big problem in Paris, you know. So you're going to have not clean water. The other big story that always comes out is the Olympics are getting, like the Olympians are getting after it with each other.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They bring in, a truckload of condominiums, I guess, because these young people... They put them together, and it's like they're a bunch of, like, they're like rabbits.
Well, you have nothing else to do, right? Like, you're just in this big, you know, village, and you're, you know, you play your event, and then you have nothing else to do.
So you're working the hits, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a bunch of young, attractive, athletic people together, that's what's going to happen.
And I think Paris is a much more romantic thing. So between the E. coli in the Paris water and what's going on in the village, it's not going to be very sanitary in Paris.
It wasn't quite like the COVID year in Tokyo, right?
Oh, that was nasty. Where that was all you heard about.
Yes, it was not quite like
Here
that.
Is the story of Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo. She took a dip Wednesday in the Seine River, fulfilling a promise to show that the long polluted waterway was clean enough to host swimming competitions. I'm assuming this is for their Ironman ones or the multi-sport ones where they have to do long distances and it's not like a clean pool. Daily water quality tests in early June indicated this is not very long ago. They had E. coli in June spotted. So a month ago, this thing was not testing properly.
Yikes.
She put wetsuit and goggles on, dove into this river channel, and she said the scene is exquisite. The water is very, very good. A little cool, but not so bad, she said today. A dream, a testimony that we have achieved a lot of work, referring to the city's swimming plan that launched in 2015. Well, if it had E. coli last month, that doesn't sound like a good plan.
No, that does not.
Oh, she swam 100 meters, switching between crawl and breaststroke.
Okay.
So maybe she's a swimmer as well.
Maybe so. Anyway, it's all about to get underway.
You will be talking about the Olympics. I promise you. You'll get into it.
I'm sure I will. There'll be some part of it, you know, some storyline that comes out that we'll all get behind for sure. We'll come back, talk to Jason Smith, get his thoughts on Grizzlies Summer League, Zach Edey not playing, his time in New York, the Olympics. Lots more to come. Stick around, Jason.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jason and John, on Detroit FM, ESPN.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith is usually on the other side of the glass here with me. Instead, he's been doing some recon work in New York City, back and forth. Nice enough to join us now. What's up, my guy?
Not much, brother. We are back. We have we've kind of calmed down. Yeah. Everything is so high energy up there, as you know, and so the being able to come back home, and a word I used to love to hear Josh Pastner use after seasons, you know it very well, decompress.
Yes.
That's sort of the stage we're in right now.
For sure.
Kind of looking back on everything and happy we made it up there and back in one piece, John, with everybody accounted for. We didn't lose Chris.
That's right.
Although we got close a couple times on the subway. Had a great time, and just grateful we could do it safely, brother.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear your voice. So, was that your first time spending like real time in New York?
Yeah. I'd been in and out. So you know this, twice as the Tigers beat writer covering. First year was Memphis, Kansas, and then what was it? A couple of years later when they played Florida up there, and Joe Jackson had a chance there against that Billy Donovan coached Florida team. Ended up losing that one too, but in and out, taking the wife, she got a chance to go to Broadway, but not me. You know the deal. We were working in and out. And so it was the first chance, got to get out into the city, explore it myself. Now, Weber and I, the former CA photographer that you know well now is down at the Daily Memphis. We'd done a night where we'd had some pizza hit Times Square, but nothing where we'd been able to get out, get to sites, go to World Trade Center, obviously, you know, to the museum and everything else. So this was the first time getting to actually put your roots down and kind of feel the city, get in the city and sort of breathe it in. And, you know, some of that breathing it gets pretty stanky up there in the summers. I don't know if you know that trash. Many people that knew I was going to New York for the summers, the first thing they said, well, it's going to stink. Because that trash is on those corners, and when you got that summer heat on it, it really is old Hell's Kitchen in some of those spots.
So give us a 2-minute review overall of the city. Give us a 2-minute review, the J Smoove review of NYC.
Really, it was all about sort of Chris taking it in for the father, right? I mean, because you can go up there for yourself and see what you want to do, and I had a couple things on my list, but it's really about Chris and him getting to see the big city. Something his dad didn't get to at his age, certainly. I mean, last summer we had the blessing of being able to go to my pastor. You know about it. I talked to you from out there in California. We go out to the West Coast, my pastor's wedding anniversary. He gets to see L.A., and then this summer he's getting to see, you know, the big city on the East Coast, NYC. And so he didn't know, but you knew this. We were taking him to Broadway to go see Hamilton. Now, a lot of people, we've told this story. They go, what the hell are you taking your kid to see Hamilton for? He's going to hate it. Well, you know well that that was during COVID that Chris, because it was on Disney and everything else, I think around that time, man, he fell in love with freaking Hamilton and Lin-Manuel Miranda and the way he played, you know, his character in it, obviously Alexander Hamilton. But my point, John, you know it because you've heard him and you've seen him. Chris could, we've listened to the soundtrack backwards, forwards, on trips, everything else. He can rap and sing literally every lyric of the play. And so we had this surprise of taking him up to Broadway and, you know, him realizing, you know what, I don't just get to hear it and watch it on Disney. I'm getting to see it now. So I say that to say, really, for me, man, the father, it was just sort of watching him take it in, watching the eyes get big when he gets out to Times Square, you know, seeing a whole nother part of the country and showing him, man, that there's a lot more to it than just our little old town that we love here, man. I want this to be sort of, you can get out in this if you want to, you know, and that's the old saying, you can survive here, you can survive anywhere. But it's really just trying to give him an experience, man. He got to do something in terms of just to see his face, man, when we came around that corner. And because I told him we were going to, you know, we tried to trick him a couple times. The cat got out of the bag. Or we had to do some misdirection to throw him off. I told him we were going to see the, the emotions movie, you know, where anxiety is the new thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Well, what is the Inside Out 2?
Inside Out.
Once we got into the theater district, his antenna went up. He's like, are we going to see some kind of show? I said, yeah, we're going to see Inside Out 2 on ice, Chris. That's what we're going to do, just to throw him off. And I had the little sucker believe in it. Yeah, there is no Inside Out 2 on ice, John, but I had the little sucker believe in it. So by the time we pulled up to Broadway, it just blew his mind that we were actually going into the Broadway theater to watch Hamilton. And the kid had a blast for 3 hours. I've never seen a 10-year-old so locked. Dude, movie theater, whatever else, you can barely keep Chris's attention for more than 5 minutes, but that thing had him locked in, man, from the beginning to the end. And just a wonderful time that Faith's family had really put together. You know, here's the funny thing, John. We're not even making this trip if Faith doesn't do an Ancestry.com thing that I've told you about, and probably some of our listeners have talked a few years ago, she found out she had a half-sister in France. Well, this half-sister then informs her more about her dad, who died when Faith was very young. She says, listen, I think I'm your half-sister, the other daughter of your father, and we've got this family, the Cuevas family in New York, that don't know we exist. And if you go to Ancestry.com, my belief is our DNA is going to tie up together. And long story short, it did. And we're not even making this trip, if not for a couple of years ago, Faith doing the Ancestry.com thing and finding her father, the Cuevas side of her family. And she's got all these, you know, all this family in New York that just took us in. And, you know, we've got to know them now over the last couple of years. I've been to Jamaica with them for a wedding and everything else. And they just took us in like family. And they stay north, John, of the city. I think it's Middletown, New York, hour and a half north of the city. And we stayed with them for a couple of nights, and they'd set up just a great time for Chris. So, I mean, I know I'm saying it like oh my God, this just sounds perfect. There were times where we were ready to tear each other apart. I mean, we're yelling at each other, me, Chris and Faith and Chris, me and Faith were getting on the wrong subway. But when you look back on it, man, it was all so worth it, man. It was all so worth it to get up there and get Chris that experience, something that I'm hopefully remember for the rest of the time. You know how we talk about we want to take our kids to something? John, you and I have talked about it a ton.
Yep.
Look, not going to take them to Disney until they can remember the dang thing, right? Not going to take them to L.A. or to New York until they can. And that's the hope, is that Chris will look back on this like I, you know, remember finally the trips that my mom and dad took us on. And he'll have a good memory of his family being together. Hey, getting through a couple of tough adventures. And on the other side of it was a good time that you look back on, you're happy you did it.
No question about it. We're talking to Jason Smith here on the show, my partner. He'll be back next week, taking some time to decompress and think about all the money that he spent.
I'm in severe debt.
Severe debt.
And I'm going to need your help. And
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
I know. You know, you used to have a lot of loose money that you could help me out with, but I think it's all tied up now.
There's no question about that. I'm hoping for you that I'm hoping the FanDuel returns for you, my brother. sooner than later.
I should have asked El Jefe last night. But he asked me how was New York. I should say you got any loan money.
He does because he's selling them hot dogs.
You know.
He got that.
There you go.
He's selling them hot dogs. He's upcharging, so he definitely got money.
Got me last night on them nachos, $4, baby.
And how much do you think they were really worth? $1.50.
So El Jefe is a good man, brother. He puts on a great tournament. We have played in these Hoop City Jack Jones Classics probably 4 or 5 times. He puts on a good. Just love seeing Ernie Kuiper. Got a chance to see him, talk with him last night. Your boy.
Yeah, no question. All right, I want to get your thoughts on a few things here in the sports world. The Memphis Grizzlies are in action later today in the Summer League against the Magic. Now, as we know, Zach Edey has not played yet again after the first game in the Utah Summer League. Camp Spencer turned his ankle in the last game. Laravia left the game at the end and was limping off. So given all of that context, the Grizzlies have maintained they're not shutting him down. But do you think that events like that, Cam Spencer getting hurt, Laravia getting hurt, do you think that those might or should influence their decision to play Edey or not the rest of the way?
I mean, I'd like to say no. And you know this, and I'm sure you've been talking about it, like with the Grizzlies' injury history, and obviously, you know, that most recently with Steven Adams, it's discouraging. That's just off top, the fact that he's not playing. Now, I realize, like you said, they're saying he's still fine, but I'd like to see Edey out there again. If it doesn't happen, I'm also fine with that, John. We talked about that first time out. You got to see a guy in Walker Kessler. You're probably not going to see the quality of – what are we talking about? We know you're not going to see sort of that kind of quality the rest of the way, whether it was Vegas or not. Now, we wanted to see him again out there. We talked about it, getting some play in both areas, getting some run in both areas. And listen, what do you go, 34 minutes in that first game? You remember how astonished I was about sort of the way he had played those 34 minutes and at that pace. And that was always the question. Love the pick. You and I both did. You a little bit higher on it than me, but more from the sense I'm high on it from a fit standpoint, but it's, can he hold up through an 82 game season if this is going to be your number one big option? And right now, nothing really behind him. Can he hold up at this pace? And so we watched him turn the ankle in that first game and come right back, and it all looked good. But to get to this point where he hasn't played since, sure, I guess that question, John, after initially you're going, wow, look what you get with Zach Edey, that question comes back up. Now, if it's a matter of getting him, you know, he's perfectly fine now or whatever else, he doesn't need to play in Vegas so that you can assure that he has come training, I'm perfectly fine with that. But I think it's probably understandable at this point that we all got a little bit of paranoia when it comes to the Grizzlies and injuries, just because of their history, the way that they have addressed them, the way that they have sort of left us to speculate in a lot of cases, even when they're saying one thing, saying Steven Adams is fine. And so I think we're okay, and I think it's fair to probably, you know, be a little bit on edge here and maybe question some things. But as long as we get him in training camp, I mean, that's the most important thing. And as for the other guys, listen, Cam Spencer, I mean, with all due respect, love what I've seen. You and I have become fans of him very quickly, and you already were. He's a two-way guy, you know, at this point.
Right.
So if he can go, if he can't, it's not as critical, clearly, as Edey's health. You're talking about a guy you're projecting as a starter. And so Would I like to see him, you know, trust the Grizzlies here and see him again in Summer League and out in Vegas? Absolutely, I would. But if I don't, that's fine. I want to trust what they tell us about injuries when it comes to the Grizzlies. And I think right now, you know, you're just hoping for the best and kind of maybe it's guarded, John.
Yeah.
But there's not much you can do about it at this point. I'd love to. I mean, I at this point, yeah. I mean, it was one game. You saw him play in it. We watched it with our own eyeballs. You'd like to think, okay, he can't be, you know, this anything that's going to linger. But you know our history with injuries, and so I'm just a little bit on edge about it. I'd like to see him and sort of allay those fears.
No, I don't blame that feeling at all. I mean, they've earned that. They've earned the cynicism.
It sounds like, I mean, just from the text, and I haven't been able to hear a bunch of you. I've heard you in spots, but it sounds like you're trusting it right now, that you're still, you know, you're not questioning it in terms of the whole can Edie hold up thing, where you're hoping for the best and sort of pretty optimistic about things. I'm just kind of trying to feel where you're at on
yeah,
the
no,
whole
I mean,
thing.
I think because
I hadn't gotten a chance to hear you on where we are on Edie.
No, I appreciate you, you know, listening on the Odyssey app, you know, wherever you are.
A little bit.
You know, I mean, I think maybe you need to be better.
And I spread it among my family in New York, brother.
Good.
So we can get that stream bump up, as you know.
They're out here
on the stream.
They're out here, brother.
Yeah.
But no, I think because he returned and you know, and finished the game, had that tip in, you know,
right.
And he's been there. He's been at the games, you know. So I don't think it has to be this great mystery. But again, I understand because the Grizzlies have tried to hide the ball over the years many, many times on injuries. So. And this is a big man, and he's super important. But I also think, like,
suffered a nasty little spill in that one.
Yeah, no, he did. He sure did.
And I think
that might be part of the calculation as well, bro. Like, you don't want to subject that dude to. Like, we were talking the day after that game that we should shut him down. We were saying that. Like, we would do that. The day after we were talking about that. So,
well, yeah, again, you weren't going to get better than Walker Kessler.
Exactly.
You saw what you needed to see.
Exactly.
You know?
So yeah. I absolutely feel like, you know, they're just being extra cautious. I would not play him today. I'll tell you that. If you're telling me no Laravia, no Cam Spencer, Jason March was kind of hinting that they're going to give guys minutes that had not been getting minutes, no way I'm putting him out there. Not today.
Well, I think that's a great point, too. I don't need him out there if I'm not going to have, frankly, if I'm not going to have Scottie Pippen Jr. and most of that team out there with him. I don't need him out there with a bunch of guys that are trying to prove something. And let's be real, they're not going to. You know, in terms of the Grizzlies system and everything else,
exactly.
it's not guys he's going to be seeing. It's not guys he's going to be playing with. And so, to your point, if they're not playing, there certainly isn't any need to play.
Yeah. Let me ask you a few more things before we let you get back to your decompression here.
Yes, sir.
There was news today that that Charlie Baker met with the Division I Council, who's, of course, the NCAA president, and recommended two governing bodies for Division I. Which one of them would be for the Power Four, and one of them would be for everybody else. Not necessarily a breakaway, but two different governing bodies and different rules for each of those groups. Is that inevitable in your mind?
I think we've been headed this way for a long time, and it's something we've talked about. You know, Memphis is the one that maybe has the ability to sort of break off and get into the big boy league, or certainly the one with the resources right at the edge. And who, I'm sure a lot of those, there are a lot of schools that want to be in that position to get sort of pulled up. But Memphis does seem to be in one that's right in that middle, where if you can just make it, it feels more promised land than ever. And again, I've asked you about it. I've asked you about a Memphis athletics department, and let's take it from the football standpoint, because we, you know, I just have such a hard time with seeing the NCAA tournament basketball taking away. But just a world where you're playing for a second tier title, and whether that would excite Memphis sports fans, Memphis sports fans who have longed to win the big one. Right. And in basketball, you've done that. In football, now that's what makes it feel so exciting, is that you've got this chance at a college football playoff that you've never had before. And so I wonder about an existence outside of the Power Four structure that you're selling, that you're getting people excited about, that you're selling season tickets for, because it's always here been about striving to get it, to get into the big conference, to get the NCAA title in basketball. And now, yeah, we know it's an outside shot, but you're at the big table with this college football playoff. To have that taken away from you at this point, when, John, it's always been the carrot, it's always been the mission to get pulled up, I just wonder about that world. And so while I tell you, I think we all thought this was inevitable. I mean, I just tell you it's more, you know, more pressure packed than ever, more urgent than ever, more concerning than ever, that Memphis can get over the hump, because it feels like with the FedExes and all the momentum that you've got, that while maybe you're certainly not at the top of the heap, if you're in that power four structure, you absolutely can survive. And we know you've got a new athletic director that wants to be a part of that, that's talked about, oh, we'll opt in, and not even knowing if we can right now. You know you can if you're in that power four structure. And so, John, it's scary, but it's a future that I think we've known for a while is coming, and I think it's critical just from my standpoint, from having covered this athletic department, John, from you and I having watched him since we were pups, that you get to that other side, because I don't know, football can't exist. It can't. I just can't see people getting as excited about it. I can't see coaches wanting to come here. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, sort of as the proving ground that it is right now, and maybe even so for athletic directors, if you are, you know, sort of if you were all battling and trying to win that secondary title. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe any trophy will excite Memphians in terms of, you know, if it's whatever you call it. I keep wanting to say Division II. It's not going to be that, but it is certainly going to be B, Division I-B. Maybe people would get up for it, but I just have a hard time seeing many of those programs operating, you know, playing second-tier opponents for second-tier, third-tier, fourth-tier opponents for second-tier and third-tier, fourth-tier trophies. I just don't want to see a Memphis like that. I figure I'm probably not the only one around here. So, man, you just got to you got to make it to the promised land, John. It's just more important now and more critical now than it's ever been.
No, there's no doubt about that. And then finally, a number two pick in the NBA draft. Last night, he went 0-15, bro. He went 0-15.
You the one said Edie's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
I mean, it ain't going to be. Hey, Alex Sarr ain't.
Let me tell you this, it ain't going to be Alex. We just crossed one off, fool.
There's no doubt, bro. I mean, I feel like you're not allowed to be a good NBA player if you go 0-15 in the summer league.
What was his? What's his usage rate going to be like, John?
Man, if they're smart, it's going to be zero.
I would hope it's very low. You better get that guy into some kind of development.
Dude, he was going to be the number one pick if he would have worked out for Atlanta. That's what people were saying.
Absolutely awful and atrocious, and I cannot imagine, you know, that being my future, trying to get excited. And I know, it's one performance, and he's probably not taking nearly as much heat as Bronny James is right now. My gosh, this dude is a second-round pick,
yes.
And we're scrutinizing every missed shot like he's a freaking top five pick. So I'm sure, I mean, Sarr's got to, you know, if he's thin-skinned or worry about that one performance of what we're saying about it, man, just go over, look at what's happening to the dude in L.A. right now and grow some thicker skin. I'm sure he'll have better performances, John, but that was, if I'm a fan of that franchise, boy, I ain't feeling too good right now about my pick.
Yeah, no, that's as bad as it gets. Jason, you're very nice to do this, my man.
We'll see you
next week.
Love you, man.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to seeing you next week. You and Brad as well, man. Appreciate you holding it down, brother.
You're the man, bro. Thank you.
Y'all take care.
Yep, he is Jason Smith. Appreciate him joining us.
Good to hear Jason's voice.
It is. It is, man. He's getting some well-deserved time off for sure. You know, I took the month. You know, I wasn't off. I wasn't, like, on a vacation, but it really doesn't matter. It's like I wasn't here. You know, it's like when I leave my house at night.
Did y'all go to Chicago?
That was at the end of it, yeah.
Okay.
We went for a weekend.
Okay.
But it was mostly me being at home with the newborn.
That was the month, most of it.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. But again, you know, it's part of the thing. It's
sure.
Part of the deal. So I absolutely am happy that he took that time. You know, and got a chance to enjoy. New York is definitely, I mean, it's amazing when you're in it, man. I there are times where I just, like, I love it, and then there are times where I, like, can't wait to get home.
I didn't enjoy the times I've spent in New York City. I remember going to football games there and, you know, some shows, but in general, like, kicking in New York is not my bag, man.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
Even, like the last time I was there, which was the Marconi year, I walked over to Central Park and, like, the whole city smells like pot now.
Yeah.
Because there's these the pot stands are there. So it's like, you don't need, it's just different.
It is.
And it's expensive. I'm not a big fan, but it's just me.
It's, you know.
If you got tickets to the garden, that's great, but like, you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Broadway is fun. Broadway's a good time. Like, being in the, you know. I mean, it's a good show. It's good to get out of the bubble of Memphis, right? Like, it's good to just leave the, you know, 901 and see what else the world has to offer.
I can,
because it's a lot.
It's good to go once or twice, but
there's
New York's not my, I'd go someplace else.
Anyway, appreciate Jason.
I'm glad he went, though. It sounds like they had fun.
The show. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN.
All right, we're getting close to, you know, the college football season. I just got the email that the home game themes.
Oh, from the Memphis. I saw the Memphis press release.
Yes.
Yeah, we got the Battle of the Bones in there this year again.
Yeah, Battle of the Bones is the last home game of the season, or at least the last home theme of the season. So August 31st is 9-on-1 game presented by Varsity Spirit, which is a celebration of all things Memphis, whatever that means. Saturday, September 7th versus Troy is the 93 team reunion. That's honoring the 93 Memphis football team that beat Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and included Isaac Bruce.
So, hey.
Reverend is going to be here for that one. Kids Day, September 28th, which is Kids Day.
September 28th is all about the children?
It's about the kids, man.
Okay.
October 19th, North Texas is Wrestling Day.
Oh, you know what? A Memphis franchise can't exist without having a wrestling day.
It's got to be a day or night.
Well, what, you know, I heard what their plans are for that. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but they're going to actually, you know, the Coliseum is right there.
Yeah.
They are, they're going to open it.
They're going to open it?
No, they're not.
Open it!
They're not opening it for wrestling.
No, it'll just sit there forever.
Yeah, they're going to have a wrestling match inside of it, you know.
But 500 years from now, when the world has burned because of climate change, the Mid-South Coliseum will still be standing.
Yeah, listen, you thought the Capitol storm was crazy? You wait till we try to rip down the Coliseum.
That's right. That's the ends are right. But no, the Mid-South Coliseum will outlast us all.
It's going to be there like in mothballs till, like, you know, I honestly, it will be there when I die, like, and maybe Easily. Maybe I could be buried in it and they could use, you know, somebody could be buried in it. I don't know. the people love the Coliseum.
Yeah,
even
they do.
Though we don't use it.
Homecoming is October 26th against Charlotte.
Okay.
November 8th against Rice is Military Appreciation and the Blackout, so it's a blackout. And then, like you said, UAB is the Battle for the Bones. That's Senior Day.
Battle for the Bones has become an epic challenge for us. You know, it's that trophy is such an impressive.
It is. It's basically like winning the college football playoff.
Apparently, it's super heavy too. Like, the dudes can't even lift it. It's
I hate
heavy.
The Battle for the Bones. I hate it. I hate all of it. I hate the fact that we're stuck in this league with them. I
hear where you're coming from on this.
I don't enjoy it.
In other words, it's kind of like we're mocking ourselves a little bit because we're making an inferior 100%,
100%.
Opponent. 100%. Like,
we're like making this an event.
Yeah. Hey, guys, come out to see us play Rice for Kids Day. And then next it's the Battle of the Bones.
Well,
and
you're doing the best you can there.
The Battle of the Bones.
Like, you're basically like sharing, right? Like, you're sharing this trophy.
Yes.
With a team that is just not in your weight class.
Well, it kind of, like, the Egg Bowl is a classic regional battle.
Absolutely. It's a two equal entities, right?
I mean, UAB.
This is UAB, bro.
Right.
Like every rivalry is like there's an implicit admission of equality.
That's exactly New York Yankees versus Red Sox, right. Regional classic opponent,
Iron Bowl.
The Cubs and the Cardinals.
Yes, like the
Iron Bowl, and really Egg Bowl. Even those are generally in the ballpark.
I mean,
those
you think
teams.
About the story. You know, the Red River rivalry, right?
Yeah. Now like, there's a couple that have gotten lopsided, like Auburn. Although Auburn almost clipped Alabama last year, Iron Bowl.
Yes, they are creating a gap, but I'm just saying in terms of
generally close.
Auburn's, you know, won national titles, right, in the last 10 years.
right. Cam Newton years. Yeah.
It's happened.
Yes.
As opposed to UAB and Memphis, like, that is not somebody that I want to be considered equal to.
We should not have any battle with them.
No, it's not a battle at all. In fact, let's just stop this. The rivalry is over. We're not participating. We have to play you. You're on the schedule, but we're not doing this whole trophy presentation thing. All right? It's absurd. We gotta move past it.
You would think.
Like, again, I get it. It's always, but like, some traditions don't need to exist anymore.
Right.
Some traditions run their course. And I think the one with UAB absolutely has. And I know that Memphis fans feel me on that. I don't think anybody wants that. Nobody cares about that rivalry. All right? It's stupid. Let's move on. Anyway, it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Smith. Thanks to Dan Wilkin for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.